Rowena Duncan, producer of The Country, is with us. Hi, Ro.
Hello, Heather.
Now, you're at Field Days, and I'm hearing that this is a bit on the small side this year, is it?
Yeah, it was indeed. So yesterday, through the gates, just under 17,000 people. And if we contrast that back with 2021, day one, just over 29,000 people. So quite a difference there. Today, I'm guessing we haven't seen the numbers come through officially yet. I'm guessing there would have been more people than 17,000 through the gates. There was definitely more traffic on the roads, more people wandering around. It felt busier today. But again, we're not reaching those numbers that we saw back in the middle of winter when we have traditional field days. And I think that's just really a lot of it, potentially down to the weather. We've had such dreadful weather, a lot of rain in the Waikato and right around the country. I think it's only North Canterbury that's really crying out for rain at the moment. So that's really put a lot of the contractors behind. I've been speaking to quite a few of my friends who said, look, we've actually, the moment we can get out in the tractor, we need to do it. We are so far behind. So I think it's just been the perfect storm there, but amazing conversations to be had. And a lot of the exhibitors here that I've spoken to are saying the inquiry there is really genuine. They're having good conversations with customers, people really interested in finding out what has changed in the 529 sleeps since we were last at Field Days. And the mood's really buoyant as well, which is good. The industry has really, really come together for this event, and it's just been great networking and connecting with people.
I'm glad to hear, Ro, that the mood is buoyant, because I mean, I think all of us townies, well, those of us who cared about it, were a little bit worried that all the farmers would be glum with all the stuff being thrown at them in terms of regulation and tax.
Yeah, and that's what we've felt for months. I've felt mood like it from the rural community, but they seem to have left that behind as they come through the Field Days gates. And I didn't expect that. I expected a lot of doom and gloom and a lot of people focusing on the negative. But like, even this morning, I was lucky enough to chair, to facilitate a panel discussion group for MPI in the Careers Hub. We had five outstanding young women from different sectors within agriculture. We had hort, dairy, sheep and beef there. And it was just, it was really amazing to get from them what drew them into the industry, where their passion comes from, how they've been supported in the industry, how people are more than happy to mentor them, how they put their hand up just to say, you know, if you need anything, we're here, you can contact us. And I think that is when we see rural New Zealand at its finest. So even though things are really tough, farmers are saying, you know, we don't have much on our shopping list because of the way interest rates are going, because of how tough banks are at the moment, especially with people who have just stepped up and bought their first farm recently or bought the neighbouring property. They aren't out there for those big ticket items unless they really need them. People are still focusing on the positive, which is huge.
How was the reception for the Prime Minister?
It was not great. It was not great. You know, in the past, and I know Jamie Mackay would have spoken to you, and he would speak to you again about it right now, Heather, if he wasn't on a golf course. I'm looking at him coming up towards the club rooms as we speak. I'll just get touch on that in a second. But, you know, in the past, she has been a rock star. Everywhere she's gone at Field Day, she has been followed by gaggles of school children. You know, she really has that rock star appeal that we saw from John Key when he was in his heyday. Every time he came to Field Days, people just flocked around him and followed behind him. And usually we've seen that with Jacinda Ardern. This year we haven't. Yesterday she was surrounded more by political partners and security, not the people flocking around her, trying to get selfies, just trying to say hello, than I have seen in recent years. And, you know, we did have someone yelling abuse at her while she was at Field Days. I've seen videos of that. And look, I think no matter how you feel politically at the moment, you have to respect the office of the Prime Minister, and that's not a good reflection, but it does kind of show people are really feral out there sometimes, and there's no other word for it. I've never seen anything like it.
I love the word feral. Hey, thank you, Ro. Really appreciate it. Ro Duncan, producer for The Country.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.